bunch of vodka.
Yes. I forgot it again. There ought to be some gin.
I felt like a vodka.
Same thing, Vinnie. All right.
Will you pop out for some, then?
Mm-hmm.
I just fancy a drink. It's 6 o'clock. I've had a long, hard day.
I've got to ring somebody. I said I'd ring at six. She's another medium. Morgan, Mrs. Morgan.
You must have interviewed half the mediums in England.
I am writing a book about spiritualism. Look, go and have a gin. I'll be 10 minutes. If you still want a vodka, I'll go down 8 stories in the lift and walk around the corner and bring you back a bottle, right?
Everybody's writing books about the occult. You've missed the boat again. If you've just written it, all right. But you have to plod around and see everybody and type all those file cards.
I want to get it right.
You can't get the occult right. Either you believe or you don't. Has anybody you've seen told you anything that's convinced you?
Not yet.
It's all rubbish. I'll tell you that for nothing.
It's 6:05. I have to ring Mrs. Morgan.
Ask her if she sees a tall, dark stranger in your life. Or mine.
Mrs. Morgan?
Yes?
Oh, hello. My name is Kirk, Walter Kirk. I tried to ring you earlier.
There's sickness in the house, dear.
Oh, is this a bad time to call?
But what was it you wanted, dear?
I believe you do clairvoyance and mediumship. I wondered if I could make an appointment.
Oh, I'm booked up for weeks. There's been sickness here, and I'm sorry.
Couldn't you fit me in just for half an hour?
Well, I don't have the strength to help as many clients as I'd like. It isn't easy. It involves the body and then the soul, Mr.
Kirk. Walter Kirk.
Yes.
I'm writing a book about aspects of the supernatural, the spirit world.
Oh, there's nothing supernatural about spirits. They're as natural as the clouds in the sky.
I'd like to come and talk to you about it.
Oh, no, my hands are tied. Are you a believer, Mr. Kirk?
Oh, I keep an open mind.
Oh, well, that's the beginning.
Mrs. Morgan.
It's all right, dear. There's no need to make such a fuss.
Mrs. Morgan.
Oh, I've got a surprise for you, Mr. Kirk. There's someone here who knows you.
What does that mean?
Oh, the room is full of his presence. Yes, dear, it's all right. Oh, he's so excited. Now, tell me, you've had a bereavement. Within the past year, I'd say.
That's true.
Yes. Somebody close? A man?
Yes.
No, not an elderly man. Somebody in his prime. He crossed over with tears on his face, but he's happy now. He wants you to know he's happy.
Oh, yes.
An open mind, Mr. Kirk. No, who was it you lost? Was it a brother?
He was killed in a car accident. It was in the papers. Brother of writer killed on motorway.
Oh, and you think I read it in the newspaper? He's actually laughing, Mr. Kirk. He's trying to say something. D, he's saying D, over and over, D.
I hear you.
It carries significance.
His name was David.
Ah.
We called him D.
And there's music. Great waves of music. I can hear the music of an orchestra. Do you know why that should be?
He played in an orchestra. Does that satisfy you?
My feelings are immaterial. I am only the channel through which forces pass. And there are powerful forces here tonight, Mr. Kirk.
What else can you tell me?
There's a name he's trying to speak. It begins with a... Greed. He's saying greed. There must be some significance.
Yes. Well, Mrs. Morgan, I'd very much like to come and see you.
Perhaps. He's anxious, too, your brother. Concerning you, I think. There's a darkness. I see it like a black veil drawn across a lamp. I can't say more.
What does all that mean?
No, I must go now. I have a sick room to attend to. But I must talk to you again. There's something I don't know what. A shadow over this evening. I would be happier if I telephoned you a little later.
Yes, thank you. The number is 246.
Just a minute. 246.
246. 8-0-4-1. 1.
246-8041.
That's right.
Everything is for the best, Mr. Kirk. Remember that.
Well, I'm damned. Claire?
I'm on the balcony.
That Mrs. Morgan was the most extraordinary woman. Thank God I had the tape recorder on. Do you want to hear it?
No, thanks. You're just in time to pour me another drink.
I need one myself. Do you know what she did?
Saw your name in the tea leaves.
First she said she was too busy to see me. Then she claimed there was somebody there. She said it was David. Here you are.
David?
Well, you know how they go on. A bereavement, a man, a young man.
It's obscene. They ought to be locked up.
She told me a couple of things that made me go cold all over. She kept saying, D. All the time. D. D.
You told her what you're writing?
She wouldn't give me an appointment. I wanted to persuade her.
Doesn't it occur to you that she's got friends in the business, and you've probably interviewed one of them, and the words got back to her? Oh, she thinks, when this Walter Kirk comes to me, I'll have something ready for him. These people aren't fools.
It wouldn't be easy finding out that in the family we call him Dee. They call him David everywhere else. She'd have needed to hire a private detective. All right, it's possible. But in research, look for the simple solution.
So you always say.
It's given me a new perspective. It could shift the whole emphasis of the book.
Why, no fool telling you she's seen a ghost. You believe anything.
That's a function of chance, innocence, tranquility, the unconscious. I don't pretend to know. And here it was, suddenly at 6 o'clock in the evening.
I am getting vibrations, Mr. Kirk. Something is trying to get through from an astral plane. I see purple lights and cosmic auras. I hear music. Your brother was a musical man.
Very clever. You were listening on the extension.
Of course I wasn't. But it's obvious. She could easily find out that David was a musician. Don't you see how easy it is to fool people?
Would it be easy to find out who his favorite composer was?
I don't know. And I don't care much. I find the whole subject faintly nasty. Lee was your brother. He's dead. Don't turn him into a piece of research.
She knew his favorite composer was Grieg.
Did she? You're sure it was Grieg?
Well, I've heard him mention it when he was younger.
But you aren't musical, are you?
So what?
Grieg wasn't his favorite composer, as you put it. Lee's taste had changed a lot. Grieg was a phase he went through years ago. You happen to remember because you weren't interested in music. I don't even know you're interested in D. If there was one composer he particularly cared for, it was Hindemith.
Oh, don't you see what was happening? I thought it. Never mind who it was, really. It could have been Wagner, Gershwin, or the man who wrote Rock of Ages. Grieg was a name I had in my head. If she'd have said to me, who was your brother's favorite composer, I would have answered Grieg. She was doing it by some kind of telepathy.
Very likely.
Oh, it's a simple solution. At least you know where you are with telepathy. How did you know it was Hindemith?
He told me. Are you ready for another?
You aren't any more interested in music than I am. I mean, I can't see you sitting down and discussing composers, indeed.
It came up in conversation.
I wouldn't be surprised if you invented the whole thing.
Why should I bother?
Hindemith was the first name that came into your head. I don't suppose you've ever discussed it with Dee in your life. Anything to make me look silly.
Believe it if you want to.
All right, then. Where and when did you and he talk about it?
Is this another research project? Object. To discover the precise date on which David Kirk revealed his predilection for the composer Hindemith. Was it in the morning? Was it in the evening of the second day with the cost of living index up? Was he whistling a Hindemith tune at the time? Was he playing Hindemith on his oboe? It's a big subject. You'd better type a new file card.
What are you getting so upset about?
You and your pack.
I asked a simple question.
No such thing.
There are simple questions and simple answers. Either he told you or he didn't.
You don't own him. Dee was a lovely man who shared his life with people who loved him.
Are you saying I didn't?
I'm not saying anything. He was your brother. And he's dead.
We used to see him, what, once a month? He'd come round for lunch on Sunday, then a walk in Richmond Park, or sit and read the papers, just the three of us.
We used to go and hear him play.
But we didn't really talk about music. It was never a topic we went into, any more than my writing was. But you say with confidence it wasn't Reed.
Does it matter?
Oddly enough, yes, it does. When did you hear him say it? Where was I?
Asleep in the armchair? Out of the room? How do I know?
Or out of the country?
You hardly ever are.
Oh, it was last year. I went to America. Was it then?
It could have been.
I expect you saw him. I mean, it would only be natural. Had a drink or something.
I expect I did.
Funny you never mentioned it. It was then, wasn't it?
If it makes you happy, yes. Let's say it was then.
I went to Texas. Stopped off in New York for a week, coming back. And you? You lay side by side with Dee and talked about music.
What are you saying?
You and Dee. The fact is, you've always fancied.
Facts again. Start another file card. Claire, sexual behavior of...
It's true, isn't it?
True? What's true? Dee is dead. That's true. You're alive. That's true. And I can see the sunset all along the skyline. And you can't even be bothered to go and buy me some vodka.
I suppose Dee would have gone like a shot.
Well, what's the point of quarrelling? It's a lovely evening. The clouds are on fire.
You're getting drunk.
You never do that. Must keep a clear head.
I wouldn't lean back in that rail if I were you.
I'm afraid I might fall.
I'm entitled to some answers about you and Dee.
But Dee is dead. Poor love.
Let's go back to the beginning.
You aren't writing your book. I'm not part of your research.
If you drank less...
It's lovely.
Give it to me.
Hands off.
You and Dee.
You're hurting me.
I want a straight answer.
Ask Mrs. Morgan.
You bitch!
Ah! Oh, God.
Hello.
Hello, dear. Mrs. Morgan here.
In Research Project by Paul Ferris, you heard Judy Parfitt as Claire, Keith Buckley as Walter, and Catherine Parr as Mrs. Morgan. The play was directed by Christopher Venning.